The Arnold Schwarzenegger Toy President's Doll recording.
And to those critics who are so pessimistic about our economy, I say, don't be economic girly man. The U.S. economy remains the envy of the world. We have the highest economic growth of any of the world's major industrialized nations. Everyone knows that our budget crisis demands tough choices, but I have said from day one that we have to do everything that we can to protect education. We have made a long-term commitment for greater investment in our schools. One thing I learned about America is that if you work hard and if you play by the rules, you can achieve anything. This is an amazing moment for me. To think that a once scrawny boy from Austria could grow up to become governor of the state of California, that is an immigrant dream. I want you to know that I believe with all my heart that America remains the great idea that inspires the world. It is a privilege to be born here. It is an honor to become a citizen here. It is a gift to raise your family here, to vote here, and to live here. No matter what injustice they're trapped, they hear our call. They see our light, and they feel the pull of our freedom. As long as I live, I will never forget the day 21 years ago when I raised my right hand and I took the oath of citizenship. I was so proud that I walked around with the American flag around my shoulder all day long. Today, the world no longer fears the Soviet Union, and it is because of the United States of America. I remember watching the Nixon-Humphrey presidential race on TV. I heard Humphrey saying things that sounded like socialism, which I had just left. Then I heard Nixon speak. He was talking about free enterprise, getting the government off your back, lowering the taxes, and strengthening the military. I said to my friend, I said, what party is he? My friend said, he's a Republican. I said, then I am a Republican. If you believe that government should be accountable to the people, not the people to the government, if you believe that a person should be treated as an individual, not as a member of an interest group, if you believe that your family knows how to spend your money better than the government does, if you believe that our educational system should be held accountable for the progress of our children, if you believe that this country, not the United Nations, is best hope for democracy, and ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that we must be fierce and relentless and terminate terrorism, then you are a Republican. Leadership isn't about polls. It's about making decisions you think are right and then standing behind those decisions. My fellow Americans, make no mistake about it. Terrorism is more insidious than communism because it yearns to destroy not just the individual, but the entire international order. You don't reason with terrorists. You defeat them. You can't reason with people blinded by hate. They hate the power of the individual, the progress of women, the religious freedom of others, and they hate the liberating breeze of democracy. Their hate is no match for America's decency. There are those who say that freedom is nothing but a dream. They are right. It's the American dream.
I was sent to Sacramento to create action, not to sit around by myself in my office. I think that in some ways I'm like the Terminator because I'm relentless. I will not stop until something gets done.
Every governor proposes moving boxes around to reorganize government. I don't want to move boxes around. I want to blow them up. I'll be back.
My fellow Californians, I am humbled, I am moved, and I'm honored beyond words to be your governor. I took the oath to serve you. I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, I will not forget my oath, and I will not forget you.
I want the people to be aware. I want the people to be informed, and I also want them to be involved.
That was the Arnold Schwarzenegger Toy President's Doll.